This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Again tonight day 2 of YMR 2023. Lord Jesus, we have come tonight we are hungry Lord We are tired of the norm. Will you visit us, oh God? Will you turn us to mighty weapons in your hand? Will it rain upon us tonight? Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Look on us tonight. Look on us tonight. Rain upon us. Rain upon us. Like you have never done before. Rain upon us. Let this cloud rain. Let this cloud empty itself upon us. Rain on us. Let this cloud empty itself upon us, Lord. Rain on us. Jesus. Lift up your two hands. Angels of the living God. The one to my right hand. Now. All the angels dispersed here. Now, open the heavens. Open. Shalema me konto. Eligredo le parikatonzai. Zeluna na de tos. Now, sile gerinte shalababe. Open the heavens. Rain it upon everybody. Aha. Yegelegete liyamana ka ibarante. Erude dialekata. Now, open, let it rain, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, there is an angel moving towards the choir stand. My God. 13. Ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay. 14. Now all over this place. 15. 16. 17. 18. 19. 20. Get ready. It's coming. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. 21. Let it rain. Yes. 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 Let it rain. Now, 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 now. From my right. Let it rain. Let it rain. Aha. Turn ordinary men to mighty men. Turn ordinary men to mighty men. Turn ordinary women to mighty women. Let it rain. Your life is changing. Your life is changing. Giant. Owo Oluwa nbe lori aye mi o ngbe mi fo kai kai ngbe mi sare Owo Oluwa nbe lori aye mi o ngbe mi fo The hand of the Lord that causes the rain. Rest. 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 It is raining all around me. I can feel it, the latter rain. Ride on Jesus. Give us money until we are wet, until we are so with the latter. Ride on Jesus. Ride on Jesus. Ride on Jesus. Give us money until we are wet, until we are soaked with the Lord. Rojo Ibukune Leo Niori Nino Ipadewa Averio My God. My God. My God. My God. My God. Lift up your two hands. You are going to shout the rain. And the rain will fall on you. Ushers, just get ready. Ushers, just get ready. Help them so nobody injures themselves, please. I don't want any casualty. Lift up your two hands. You are going to shout the rain three times. And watch the rain fall. Jesus. 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 At the shout of the rain, Lord, let the rain fall upon every individual tonight. All eyes closed, all hands lifted up high. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Where to go? The second time! Get ready, get ready. The angels are here. They are activating the wind. They are activating the rain for the last time. Help them, please. If somebody is under the anointing around you, help them. Just hold them so they don't injure themselves. Just hold them. My kalabaratabalatama. Oh God. My God, the reign of finances, the reign of power, the reign of revelation, the reign of supernatural, the reign of nations, the reign of healings, the reign, the reign, the reign, marital settlement, healings, 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 the reign, the reign, replacement of body parts, replacement of body parts. Replacement of body parts. New liver. New kidney. Ayayayaya. New legs. Replacement of body parts. New organs. New organs. Grace. Mayayayaya barabalabas. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh Jesus. There is somebody with a stiff hand. Your hand begins to move now. A stiff hand just received life. Organs that are dead begins to receive life now. Deaf begin to hear now. Blind begin to see now. Growth are melting. 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 Short legs are growing. Short hands are growing. If you desire a new height, you are growing taller. Ayayayayaya. My God. Brand new ears. Creative dimensions. Creative miracles. Brand new eyes. Oh, Jesus, please sit down. Please sit down. If you experience one of those creative miracles, can you run out? Just run out here. You experience one of those creative miracles just now. Can you run out here? Malekoso Brantalaba Isa. Paths are growing out. Parts are growing out. Organs are replaced. Your private parts, they are not working. Suddenly, life enters. What is not existing, suddenly receive life now. Run out here. Keep checking your bodies. A eye that is blind, check it, you can see. Ear that is deaf, check, you can hear. Stiff hand, receive life. Stiff leg, receive life. Bended leg, become straight. Arch back, disappear. Growth, melting. Goiter, disappear. Swollen body parts, disappear. Growth, melting. Check online, because the same thing is happening online too. The same thing is happening online too. Those on YouTube, those on Dove TV, those on ROTM, those at home. Tonight is the night of creative miracles. Short hands are growing out. A short somebody growing tall. You can just bring like 5 persons that I need to take tonight and I move on. Just get me like 5 persons that we can take the instantly, so we move on. Malikoso branta la balasa. Roba sataba. Kelebelon tosa. Kelunda baratis. Kelebobosoto. Check your bodies. Things are happening here. The others, you take them to the testimony stand. We take the ask tomorrow, but I need 5 that I can take instantly. Malentos kabalateash. You have received a miracle just now. Just walk to the testimony stand. Others will just take few. Testimony team, verify the testimonies, then we take the verified ones. Yeah. Oh, Rabashata Balama. Oh, Jesus.
My vision has been blurry. I aspire to be a surgeon, so that has been really concerning for me. I didn't know how to express my concerns to my parents because I was scared they would start feeling anxious and all. But my eyes have been blurry. I always see different colors in different eyes. One eye is faint.
You see different colors in
different eyes. Like one is faint, the other is clear. So, but now I can't see very well. Also in my hands, I've been feeling weakness. I had a vision of like snakes. There was something hot on my hand first. Then there was like snakes coming out of my hand. And I can raise my hand for long without feeling that pain. Because every time they ask us to raise our hands up, I always feel pain. I have to drop it and raise it again. But now I can raise it very well. I think I
see. And you can see colors clearly now. Glory to Jesus. What did God do there?
My name is Adebola Grace. I had a surgery in my right femur 2021.
What did you say?
So, but now I could not bend my knee without pains before, but now I can bend properly.
You had a surgery?
Yes.
2021?
Yes.
And now?
I can bend my knee properly without pain.
Which of them?
The right knee.
Glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to Jesus. What did God do for you?
My name is Blessing. When I was in class, I put pencil in my ear so I can't hear properly. When I hear the prayer and I shout Jesus 3 times, my ear opened, I hear it properly. Every lesson, I hear it miraculously.
Hallelujah.
Good evening. My name is Abisade. Yes. I've been short-sighted for about 2 to 3 years now. But now I can see from afar very clearly.
You have been short-sighted for 2 years now. And now there's a correction in your eyes. Hallelujah. Verify all the testimonies. When you verify them, we start taking them. Angels of the Lord. Angels of the Lord. Angels of the Lord. Angels of the Lord. Touch. Angels of the Lord. There is a lot of replacement going on here. Organs. Some of you, you go and do tests and you'll be finding brand new kidneys, brand new liver. Cancer is melting. High blood pressure is dying. I'm seeing a lady. It is the plan of the devil that you die before the new year. Angel of the Lord, locate her now and deliver her. Now. Touch her now. Touch her now. Touch her now. 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 Yes, you are free. Come out. You are free. Just help her. You are not going anywhere. You are not going anywhere. You are not going. Hey, you devil. Leave. There are too many angelic activities here. Oh, Kaleba, Reketemana Kataba, Zelebrekotombala, Ekresula Barante, Egerikelitobalatia, Zanunda la Balakate, Zelekrendu Kalabai, Ibrasulobaba, Yeregeleba Susalaba, Aika Baran Kalaba. Oh, Jesus. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Ah! Holy Spirit. Your glory is so strong. Holy Spirit. 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 Make tonight our own Pentecost. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, sweet Holy Spirit, go eternal with the Father. Thank you. I am not the most qualified, and I'm not the most anointed, but the mercies of the Lord qualified. Please glorify Jesus. Glorify Jesus. I vow not to take the glory. I vow not to take the glory. I vow not to take the glory. Help us tonight. Your presence is so strong in this place. Help us tonight. Under this atmosphere, anything can happen. Anything can happen. I see God replacing a lady's womb. Yes. A surgery is going on now. A surgery is going on now. A surgery is going on now. Kosa barantela balashata. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. If you came here with any assistance, maybe like braces all over your body or in your neck or in your back, remove it. Remove it. The power of God is touching you right now. Yes. It's time to begin to do the things you can't do before. It's time to begin to do the things you can't do before. It's time to begin to do the things you can't do before. It's time to begin to do the things you can't do before. Can you, oh Jesus. God is rewriting stories. Rewriting stories. Rewriting family stories. Rewriting family history. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Amen. Just help those under the anointing. There are several impartations going on. We can't control it. We can't control it. But just allow the Holy Ghost to continue the work. to open the heavens for the rain. Yesterday I taught on when the heavens are closed and there is no rain. How to open the heavens for the rain. A open heavens is a sign that we are connected with the Lord. A open heavens is a sign that we have the backing of God. Hosea 6, 1 to 3. Show me that scripture. Hosea 6, 1 to 3. Open heavens is a sign that we have the backing of the Lord. Come, let us return unto the Lord. For he has turned and he will heal us. He has smitten, he will bind us up. Next verse. After 2 days, he will revive us. In the third day, he will raise us up and we shall live in his sight. Verse 3. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord, his going forth is prepared as the morning, and it shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and the former rain upon the earth. A open heavens is a sign that we have the backing of God. If we have the backing of God, he opens the heavens and send the rain. Open heavens is when heavens are involved in our affairs. When it's not about me, it's not about what I can do, it's about the ability of God that is working with me. When the heavens, when God is involved in my affairs. You are my advantage. You are my anointing. You are my advantage. Please, quickly come. You are my advantage. You are my anointing. You are my advantage. Please, quickly come. Holy Ghost, come. Oh. Holy Ghost, come. Holy Ghost, come. Holy Ghost, come. Go, go. Holy Ghost, come. When the heaven is involved, when the Holy Ghost is involved, then my heavens are open. Open heavens is a sign that we are walking under a supernatural atmosphere, higher than the normal atmosphere of man. It's a sign that the atmosphere under my, covering my head, is the atmosphere of Zion. And you look at the life of the man, you look at the life of the lady, and you observe that where this guy is operating from is not normal. There is a cloud on his head. Open heavens. Open heavens is when the limitation of man have been exchanged. Where the inability of man have been exchanged with the supernatural ability of God, supplying the man with capabilities to do what natural men cannot do. The heavens are open. When the inability of a man has been exchanged for the ability of God, supplying that man with supernatural capabilities to do what he cannot do naturally, then the heavens are open. If the activities of your life are activities that can be done by strength, your heavens are likely to be closed. When it's not about you anymore, it's about the God. When God takes over, your heavens are open. There is somebody to my right. The thick cloud of darkness over you. Move. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Break open. Break open. See, the resistance, you want to move, but there is always a resistance. You want to move forward. The cloud is thick. The cloud is thick. And there is Salinda. I hear the Korontali Barante. Sira Dalate. Shaliata, move! No more closed efforts. Kabarante Sotobalash. When the heavens of a man is open, no barriers. The man is operating under a non-stop supplies. Under a non-stop supplies. There is no barrier. There are no barriers. Uraban selekonto balentos. God is touching the head of somebody. Every mental issues, insanity, mental issues, migraine, headache, affliction around the head, growth around the head. I see a wound that has not been healed, that is being healed right now. Kalebarataya, elatis kapaina talabash. The hand of God is moving upon the head of somebody. Oh, Jesus. When a man operates under non-stop supplies, the heavens are open. Sir, ma, when the heavens open, rain is the answer. When the heavens open, rain is the result. Genesis 7, 11 to 12. Show me. Genesis 7, 11 to 12. When the heavens are open, rain falls. In 600 years of Noah, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day where all the fountains of the great deep broken up and the windows of heaven were opened. What happened next? And the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. When the heavens of a man open, rain falls. Can I prophesy over 74,000 that can roar amen like thunder? I say your heavens open tonight. I say your rain will fall. I say your rain is falling. When the heavens open, Rain falls. You have been walking in dryness for too long. Thus saith the Lord. No more dryness. No more dryness. No more darkness. No more darkness. I am a light. I'm a child of light. No more dryness. No more darkness. I am a light. No more dryness. No more dryness. I have the rain. I'm a child of light. No more darkness. No more dryness. I have the rain. Lift up your two hands as you are sitting. Everyone under the sound of my voice, that their heavens are closed. As you hear my voice in this auditorium online, I decree now, let your heavens open. Let your rain begin to fall. Let your rain begin to fall. Let your rain begin to fall. When the heavens open, rain begin to fall. What kinds of rain can fall? There are several dimensions of rain that can fall when the heavens of a man is open. The number one kind of rain that can fall is the rain of revival and the outpouring of the Spirit. When the heavens open, one type of rain is the rain of revival and the outpouring of the Spirit. Isaiah 44 verse 3. The rain of revival and the outpouring of the Spirit. I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and the floods upon the dry ground. What does it mean? I will pour my Spirit upon thy seed. The Spirit of God is the rain of God. The Spirit of God is the rain of God. When the heavens open, there is an outpouring of the Spirit. Joel 2:23. When the rain falls, the rain could mean the outpouring of the Spirit. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he had given you the former rain moderately. He will cause to come down for you the rain. The former rain and the latter rain in the first month. Verse 24. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the fat shall overflow with wine and oil. Wine represents the Holy Ghost. Oil represents the anointing. When the rain falls, it could be the rain of the outpouring of the Spirit. Then you will see a young boy who doesn't know anything walk in the supernatural. And you are like, where did you learn it from? His rain is falling. You will see the same young girl that you know walking in dangerous level of supernatural. You are like, I know you. But suddenly, that young lady began to see. That young guy began to prophesy. That young lady began to walk in the supernatural. He began to walk in the fruit of the Spirit and the gift of the Spirit. Word of knowledge, word of wisdom, working of miracles. And you are like, what happened to you? Rain fell. The apostles were timid until rain fell. Peter could not do anything, but he did the rain fell. He looked at the man at the beautiful gate. He said, silver and gold, I have none. But this one, I have. At what point did he have it? The day the rain fell. Such as I have, I give. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. The name of Jesus becomes powerful in the mouth of the man under the rain. Everybody can shout Jesus, but Jesus is different under the mouth of a person that is under the rain. Outpouring of the Spirit. Kebrane salabaratesh. Psalm 68 verse 9. Psalm 68 verse 9. The rain is the revival. Is the outpouring of the Spirit. Thou, O God, descend a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thy inheritance. Our inheritance is the Holy Spirit. Is the promise of the Father. When a man has received his spiritual inheritance, his rain has fallen. You are ordinary until the Holy Ghost comes. The day the Holy Ghost comes upon you, the ordinary you becomes extraordinary. The natural you becomes supernatural. Not because you are special, but because the Holy Ghost. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. Meaning the anointing of Jesus is not Goya oil. How God anointed Jesus with Holy Ghost. Meaning Holy Ghost is what God used to anoint Jesus. So because of that anointing, he went about doing good. Akirishore. Anywhere he shows up, he's doing good. What kind of good? Healing all that were oppressed of the devil. When the rain falls upon you, it could mean the outpouring of the Spirit. How many of you want the outpouring of the Spirit? Lift up your two hands. You are going to shout after me. The rain of the Spirit fall on me now. Wait. There are different kinds of rain. Lift up your two hands. We have been too ordinary. It's time to be extraordinary. We have been too casual. It's time to be supernatural. We have been doing ministry with struggle. It's time to do ministry with ease. We have been evangelizing without converts. It's time to preach and they are convicted, even by your face. Rams of Charles Giffini. Rams of D.L. Moody. Rams where Katrin Kuman walked in. Rams where Kenneth Hagin walked in. Rams where Babalola walked in. Rams where Babakin Ayomi walked in. Rams where my father, Pastor Adeboye, is walking in. It's called the reign of the Spirit. Lift up your twins. Enough of stories. Enough of explanation. The world is waiting for manifestation, not explanation. The world is waiting for manifestation, not explanation. It's time to enter the covenant of darkness and shut it down. It's time to carry the battle to the devil's gate. We are not playing defensive. It's time to be playing offensive. We enter a territory where they don't know Jesus. We give them Jesus. We enter a territory where they don't serve the Lord. We give them the Lord. We enter brothers. We shut it down. We enter corrupt places. We shut it down. Shut the reign of the Spirit. Follow me. Marabos. Kelabarante solo balas. Kesisa la pes. we are too carnal. We are too normal. It's time to be strange. Men like Paul, that a viper beat him and he shook it off. Mosquito is biting you, having malaria. They say, why are you sick? He says, it's a mosquito. But a viper beat Apostle Paul. He shook it off. If the scripture is true, let it happen in my life. Except God is his camp. If the scripture is true, then my life must manifest it. God didn't lie to me. He said, greater works than this shall you do. I've not even done works. How much more greater works? Who is lying? God. Jesus. Holy Ghost. Or me. If God cannot lie, say, let God be true and all men be liars. If then God is true, then maybe I'm the one lying. How am I lying? Maybe I don't believe what I read. Or the what I've read have not become flesh. The rain of the outpouring of the Spirit. How can you encounter God and remain the same? Can I shock you? If a girl collect witch today, she will fly tonight. If they initiate a small girl to witchcraft today, when will she fly? Why must you be old before you encounter God's power? Is the witchcraft faster than the Holy Ghost craft? Is the witchcraft stronger than the Holy Ghost craft? If somebody is a witch today and she starts flying today, if I encounter the Holy Ghost today, I should manifest today. He said, these signs shall follow them that believe, not after 2 years. The day they believe is the day the signs follow. How come I have encountered the Holy Ghost and nothing is showing? Somebody say, error. Lift up your right hand. Say, the reign of the Spirit. Trench me tonight. Place that hand on your head and speak in tongues. Place that hand on your head and speak in tongues. I believe what I read in the Bible. How can people meet me, they remain sick? How can people meet me, they remain with their problem? Which Holy Ghost did I collect? Which Holy Ghost did I encounter? How can people meet me and they remain the way they are? Oh Jesus. I refuse to read the Bible and I don't become what I'm reading. This Bible is not lying. Anything I read, I become. Shakalabalaba. Ebi Bamio. Mi o le yo. O ben ben mi o. Ebi pa mi o, Jesus. Somebody attends a cultist meeting and they initiate you, that day you know you are a cultist. Am I correct? So how come they initiate me into the Holy Ghost and 20 years I'm not looking like the scripture? Who is lying to who? How can the counterfeit look stronger than the original? How? Lord, help me tonight. You did not lie. You did not lie. If all the things our fathers are preaching is true, you did not lie. You did not lie. You did not lie to us. My only challenge with you tonight is if you are satisfied with your level. My only pain tonight is maybe somebody saying, Lord, I'm okay. But if somebody will say, Lord, I have read Matthew. My life is not looking like it. I have read Mark. There is nothing that has been marked in my life. I have read Luke. I cannot see anything. I keep looking. I have read Acts. There is no action. Lord, can you? How can you tell me that Philip entered Samaria and shut down the whole city and have entered my faculty for 4 years? Nothing is showing. Who is lying to who? The Holy Ghost upon Philip, is there a different Holy Ghost upon my life? There is no counterfeit Holy Ghost. It's the same Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost in Peter is not bigger. Oh, Jesus. The Holy Ghost upon Jesus is the same Holy Ghost. Oh, Jesus didn't give me a fake or a less Holy Ghost. How come the Holy Ghost did greater in the life of Jesus and is doing lesser in my life? Okay, maybe that is Jesus. Okay, how come the Holy Ghost saw Ketrikuma and did more? And you are a fine lady speaking in tongues and all you can show is picture of prayer posture. I've seen it in the life of my father, Pastor here at the way. If the Holy Ghost he has is the same Holy Ghost, then my life should show the same result. Lord, I believe you. You are not lying. If you tell me you will send the rain of the Spirit, you mean it. You mean it. He said in the last days, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. We are in the last days. Wait. That scripture is Joel 2:28. But Peter quoted it in Acts chapter 2 verse 17. He said, what you are seeing today is what was prophesied, that in the last day they will pour out Spirit upon all flesh. If Peter called 2023 years ago, last day, what is today? If the day of Pentecost was last day, what is today? Today will be the laster of the laster of the last day. See, there's a grammar like that. Then, if Peter experienced the Holy Ghost, my own should be deeper. Because the Holy Ghost in the last day is stronger than the Holy Ghost in the early days. Because why? The glory of the former shall be greater. The glory of the latter shall be greater than that of the former. How come we are always making reference to the former? How come we are always talking about the former? What is happening in the present? Something must happen to me tonight. How come we are always saying God of our fathers? We kept mentioning those who are dead. Those of us who are living. Nothing. How come? I need 120,000 people that can be hungry tonight. And say, Lord, I insist. The rain of the Spirit must fall upon me. I'm not living where I'm at the way I came. I can't do ministry like I've been doing it. There must be a difference. It's time to be winning cities. If God send you to utter, take over it. When Philip entered Samaria, he took it over. If God send you to Ogba, take it. Men like John Knox, give me Scotland or I die. The Queen said, I fear the prayer of John Knox more than the whole army of Scotland. How can the Queen fear a man? We are too many here tonight. We are too many. We are too many. We are too many. We are too many. It's time to go back and begin to take cities. We have wasted time too long. Jesus is coming very soon. Jesus is coming very soon. We have to take the city. How can you be in the city and they don't know? When there was famine in Israel, the king said, I will kill Elisha. Why Elisha? Elisha is in this city. There must be no famine. Does your street know you are there? Lord. 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 It is raining all around me. I can feel it. The latter day. Right on Jesus. Give us more. Psalm 68 verse 8. Listen, another rain is called the rain of God's presence. How can I walk and God is not with me? How can I walk? And it cannot be feelable that God is with me. How? How can I be a pastor and you can't feel God? I'm tired of sharing stories. I want men to encounter God. How can I? Oh, Jesus. And you can't feel God that I came. There are too many preachers. Few carry presence. Presence is what changes situation. I don't want to be a great preacher. I want to carry God. If there is anything, you see, one day I came to camp newly as a young boy, and Daddy and Mommy Joe were still living around the Holiness Road, and my several of my friends were walking around the camp, and as we moved, suddenly we began to feel cold. We were like shaking. What is happening? Only for us to turn, and we saw Mommy Joe coming. There was an horror of God's presence. When people meet Abalis, their heads swell. Is that correct? How come they met you, they can't feel God? Ah, the rain of His presence. Ah, Holy Ghost. Jesus was passing. A woman touched Him. Jesus didn't touch her. He said, virtue left me. Presence. The shadow of Peter was healing the sick. Presence. The reign of His presence. I don't want to be a dry man of God. Lord, can you be with me? Moses said, if your presence doesn't go with me, I will not leave this place. If your presence doesn't go with me, I will not leave. I will not leave. I will not leave. What I'm looking for, sir, is your presence. I'm not looking for your presence. I'm looking for your presence. Can you be with me? Psalm 68 verse 8 and 9. The earth shook. The heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Next verse. Thou, O God, didst send plenty. plentiful rain. Whereby thou didst confirm thy inheritance when it was with thee. You see, the presence of God comes as a rain. When it is the presence of God, it is a rain. Sinai saw it and moved. Monte saw it and skipped. The presence of the Lord. Hear me. The battles you are fighting will move when you show up. Many of us talk too much. All you need to do is to show up. Nothing in this world can satisfy. Jesus, you are eyes that will run dry. Let me get a mic for BBO. Nothing in this world can satisfy. Hey, Oluwa, Jesus, you are the cup that will run dry. Nothing in this world can satisfy. Nothing can satisfy me. Jesus, you are the cup that will run dry. Your presence. Anything, my presence. My presence. What are you looking for? I am hungry for God's presence. I'm not looking, I don't want to be popular, but I want to carry God. Can I carry God? That when I show up, it is God that came, it is God. Hear me, the battles you are trying to solve will be solved when you come with your presence. In your presence is able to be. Show me Psalm 72 verse 6. Psalm 72 verse 6. What are you looking for? The reign of his presence. It shall come down like rain upon the moon grass, as showers that waters the earth. It shall come down. That is how God comes, as rain. The presence of God is the rain of God. He comes as rain that moon the grass. Rain that showers that water the earth. When I enter a place, can people's problem be solved because I am around? They said this kind only happen when Peter is around. They said, what's wrong? I was sick, now I'm healed. How? He said, check. It's like Peter is around. We have not seen him. Yes, anytime he comes, miracle happens. What are you looking for, sir? What are you looking for, ma? The reign of his presence. I don't want to minister with zeal and skill. I want to minister with his presence. I don't want
want to minister with energy. I want to minister with supernatural ability. I don't want to be a pastor that is only energetic. I want to be a pastor of strength. I don't want to be known for my energy. I want to be known for his presence. He said, when Peter Daniel comes, you will feel God. You will see God. You will touch God. Be agbara re wo mi. Aye a. Bara la wa you. Ah.
Agbara. Ikpa ye o le ka. Yesu Kristi ke. Agbara re wo mi.
The power of God is the presence of God. He said, sign and saw it and moved. I want to show up in a place and battles are melted because I came with his presence. The reign of his presence. Everybody, look at your screen. Camera, zoom this rain for me. Let me show you what God showed me tonight. Zoom it very well. The Holy Ghost told me the secret of the rain is the dove over your life. He said, as long as the Holy Ghost is there, you'll be wet. Look at that logo very well. As long as that personality of the Holy Ghost is on you, the result of his presence is the rain. The result of his presence in your life is the rain. What we are contending for in YMR is, Lord, can I carry you? I refuse to do things by energy when I can do it by spirit. It's not by power. It's not by my. Yo! By the Spirit, says the Lord. It's not by power. Listen, if God recommended that it's not by energy, why are you trying to do it with energy? He said it's by the Spirit. Then why are you trying to do it by social media? Why are you trying to do it by corny way when you can do it by the Spirit? It's not by power. It's not by my. By my Spirit. Say the Lord. Listen. The reign of his presence. Number three reign. The reign of revelation of his word. The reign of revelation of his word. Deuteronomy 32 verse 2. Deuteronomy 32 verse 2. The reign of revelation of his word. My doctrine shall drop as the rain. Kai. My speech shall distill as the dew. It's not gragra. Oh. As the small rain upon the tender herb, as the showers upon the grass, my doctrine shall drop as the rain. You have been trying to preach to excite. Why not preach by the rain? He said, my doctrine shall drop as the rain. He said, my speech shall distill as dew. This is the realm where I want to get to. I see a sinner and all I say is Jesus loves you. And he breaks down. Why? My speech shall distill. No matter how hard his heart is, my speech shall distill. I don't have to shout. Instead of me using my energy, I will use it to pray. When I use my energy to pray, I will now come to God's people and let my speech distill as the dew. That's when you will notice it is not shouting that makes the great sermon. It is the rain. You are a music minister. It is not the scale you run. It's the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew. Why? Why are you struggling when you can apply for the rain? You will show up. If they tell you it is charisma that gathers crowd, if they tell you it is energy that gathers crowd, have you seen that my Father in the Lord will stand in one place and yet millions are gathering? You know, I've been sweating since morning using handkerchief. Have you used that? Did you use handkerchief before? Won't you apply for the rain of a speech that distills tonight? Rather than struggling to cook, how do I say so that they can be happy? How do I say so that they can be excited? Good preaching is, God told me as I'm praying for Weimar, he said, don't seek good preaching in Weimar. Seek that you carry me to the people. He told me, he said, Daniel, as you prepare for Weimar, don't seek to preach a good sermon. Seek to carry me to the people. Rather than try to excite people, trying to look for a way, why not apply for the rain? That when you show up, your speech distills. Your doctrine drop as the rain. Ancient words, ever true, changing me and changing you. I have come with open heart. Oh, let the Asian war. Isaiah 55, 10 to 11. Isaiah 55, 10 to 11. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that he may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. Next verse. So shall my word that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return to me void. It shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I said it. Meaning, the word is coming as the rain. He said, if rain falls, it doesn't return. It wets the earth and the earth produces. Then if you speak under the rain, it doesn't come back. Bible says, the words of Samuel didn't fall to the ground. That is a rain preacher. Samuel was a rain prophet. Bible says, Samuel was established from Dan to Beersheba as a prophet over Israel. Said none of his word fell to the ground. I'm entering the days where everything I say come to pass. Why? I'm going to operate from the realm of the rain. Why? He said, if rain falls, it doesn't return. If you operate as a rain person, whatever you say doesn't return. the reign of the revelation of God's word. Korabashata Elebons. Number four, the reign of supernatural supplies and intervention. Psalm 78, 23 to 27. Psalms 78, 23 to 27. The reign of supernatural intervention and supply. This meeting cost us a lot. But we didn't borrow a cupboard from anybody. Don't clap. We are not owing. At best, we put out account number, those who feel like sowing seed to support. I'm talking of tens of millions. But if it is God, though he had commanded the clouds from above and opened the doors of heaven. You know, there is a door of heaven, there is a window of heaven. I don't know the one you are looking for. Next verse. What happened? When the doors of heaven were open, what happened? And had rained down manna upon them to eat, and had given them the corn of heaven. Next verse. And man did eat angels' food. He sent them meat to the full. Supernatural supplies and intervention by the rain. If you lack, before you do anything, you have to cry, cry, cry. Maybe the heavens are closed. When the heavens over a man is open, there will be supernatural supplies. There's a rain of supernatural supplies. If the Lord tells us something is going to cost 200 million, you can be sure that if we operate under the rain, there's a rain of supernatural supplies and supernatural intervention. Except it is not God that calls you. If he calls you, he will pay your tithia. If you call yourself, you will even use keke napep to get there. You will pay your tithia yourself. The reign of supernatural supplies. I'm teaching you tonight the kinds of rain. If your heavens are open, these kinds of rain should be falling on your life. The rain of supernatural supplies. You can't be in lack. When he needed money, fish became bank. He said, the young lion do lack and suffer hunger, but they that trust in the Lord. I'm speaking to men of God tonight. If you will contend for the rain, there is no mandate God give you that I cannot fund. The rain of supplies and supernatural intervention. Lift up your children and receive that rain. Anything you want to do for God, it will never be difficult from today. Anything you desire to do for God's kingdom from today, it will never be difficult. It will never be difficult. It will never be difficult. Oh, Shabalabedos. Maybe I should give one more rain tonight and I close. I have about 10 of them, but there is a rain that is rescue from dryness and death. The rain of rescue from dryness and death. The rain of rescue from dryness and death. 2 Samuel 23:46. Or let's do Isaiah 44:14. Because of time, Isaiah 44:14. The rain of dryness, the rain of rescue from dryness and death. He heweth him down cedars, and taketh the cypress and the oak, which he strengthened for himself among the trees of the forest. He planted an ash, and the rain doth nourish it. Nourishing is a supply of nutrient to whatever wants to die. He planted the tree, but he sent the rain to nourish it. The rain of supply, prevention from death and dryness. Show me Zechariah 10:1. I prophesy over everyone tonight that are experiencing spiritual dryness, financial dryness, mental dryness. It looks as if you are about to die. It looks as if your ministry is going down. It looks as if you are not fresh. Receive the rain of rescue from death and dryness. Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to every one grass in the field. Why is God giving rain to every grass in the field? So that the grass will not dry up. So that the grass will not die. So he gives rain to every grass. The rain of rescue from dryness and death. Oh, Jesus. Tomorrow morning, I will teach on how to open the heavens for the rain. How to open the heavens for the rain. And tomorrow night, I will teach on the man that God used to bring the rain. Tomorrow night, I'll be teaching on the man that God will use to bring the rain. And the final session, I will teach on the effect of the rain upon the community and the man. We started yesterday with why is the heaven closed and there is no rain. Today we came into when the heavens are open for the rain. Tomorrow morning we'll do how to open the heavens for the rain. In the night we'll do the man that can open the heavens for the rain. And the next morning we'll do the effect of the rain upon the man and the community. Lift up your two hands. Rise up on your feet. You can't afford to go back tonight and all you do is that you heard a sermon. And in the sermon you know the kinds of rain. You can't. You are going to pick the rain one by one and say, Lord, on this my head, can this rain fall? But before we pray tonight, there is a rain I taught you yesterday that I did not add today. It's called the rain of righteousness. The first rain is the rain of righteousness. The first rain
is the reign of righteousness. Hosea 10:12. Show me that scripture. Hosea 10:12. The reign of righteousness. Sow to yourself in righteousness. Reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon the earth. The first rain is the rain of righteousness. You are here tonight. Before we start asking for the rain of God's presence, the rain of his word, the rain of supplies, the rain of rescue, the rain of revelation. Before we start applying for the rain tonight, you want to say, sir, I need the rain of righteousness. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to rededicate my life to Jesus. Wherever you are, will you run forward tonight? You want to give your life to Jesus. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. Don't kneel down. Don't kneel down. You want to apply for the reign of righteousness. Because before the reign of the word, before the reign of his presence, before the reign of rescue from dryness, before the reign of revival and the outpouring of the Spirit, there must be the reign of righteousness. Wherever you are, run here. Run here. Run here. Run here. Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. You want to give your life to Jesus? You are struggling with one sin or the other. Keep coming. 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 Run, 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 run. Run here. Run. We don't have time. Run. Run here. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my movement and my days. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. I know you are coming from far. Run, run, run. Keep running, keep running, keep running, keep running, keep running, keep running, keep running here. Come and receive the reign of righteousness. Enough is enough for living in sin. Enough is enough for living in righteousness. Enough is enough for living in righteousness. Enough is enough of living in immorality. Come and receive the rain. Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. Can you run? 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 My brothers, my sisters, keep coming, keep coming. Counselors, give them tags. Give them the cards. Give them the cards. Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. You want to say yes to Jesus. You want to give your life to Jesus. You want to rededicate your life. You are crying for the reign of righteousness. Come, come, come. Jesus is calling you. Jesus is calling you. Oh, Jesus. All of you in front, congratulations. Congratulations. You are receiving the first kind of rain, the rain of righteousness. The rain of righteousness.
is the rain that precedes every other rain. This is the rain that precedes every other rain. Fill the carts with you, and I lead you to pray. Oh, Jesus. I can see people still running. Keep coming, please. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. All of you in front, lift up your right hand. Say, Lord Jesus. Shout it, say, Lord Jesus. Make it louder, say, Lord Jesus. Those of you that are still running, join us as you are running. Say, I'm sorry for my sins. Say it loud and clear. I believe you died for me on the cross. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please come into my heart. Save my soul. Deliver me from the power of darkness. I receive the reign of righteousness. I will never go back to the world. I stay firm with Jesus. Goodbye to the works of darkness. I am established in righteousness. In the name of Jesus, I receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, people of God. Fill those cards given to you. Return them back to us. And then we have a counseling stand there. In case you need counseling on any issue, just walk to the counseling booth. We have anointed counselors. And they will attend to you. But if you have filled your card and you have submitted it, you can go back to your seat. If you have not filled it, just stay where you are. If you have filled your card and you have submitted, you can go back. If you have not, just stay where you are until we get the cards from you. Church, can we clap for Jesus tonight? Celebrate Jesus. Celebrate Jesus for this harvest. Celebrate Jesus for this harvest. Celebrate Jesus for this harvest. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Everybody ready for the rain? Rise up on your feet tonight. Jump up on your feet. Are you ready for the rain? Are you ready for the rain? Somebody shout the rain! Somebody shout the rain! One more time, shout the rain! Tonight, we want to contend for these five rains I have taught tonight. The rain of the outpouring of the Spirit, the rain of the Word, the rain of His presence, the rain of supernatural supplies and intervention, the rain of rescue from death and dryness. Oh, Jesus. Remember in Weimar, we pray. Because we still have about 2 hours to pray tonight. That is why it is called Weimar. And remember, we are going to resume what time tomorrow morning? 5 a.m. Okay. What time are we doing tomorrow morning? 6 a.m. We are resuming 6 a.m. Because prayer work starts by 6:30. If you miss today's prayer walk, don't miss tomorrow. 6:30, we are leaving this place. Oh, Jesus. Few announcements to make as we start praying. Oh, Jesus. Thank you. As many of you that were healed and received miracles during the ministration, just find your way to the council, the testimony booth, pillar 2E, and register. Look for a neighbor. Say neighbor. Shout it, say neighbor. As we press for the rain,
don't get tired. Say, neighbor, until the rain falls on you, you are not living here tonight. Say, neighbor, which rain do you want? Is it the rain of his presence? Is it the rain of the word? Is it the rain of the outpouring of the spirit? Is it the rain of supply of strength? Is it the rain of rescue? Which one do you want? Which one do you want? What's your response? If you, as we're about to start praying now, if you want to come to the front, you can come to the front. You can find your way to the altar if you want to come. Come, 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 come. We are here for the next 2 hours. This rain must drop. This rain must drop. This rain must drop. Don't go home. Don't go home. Don't go home. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Find your way to the front. Move forward, move forward. Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Bibio. Channels of my spirit open up. Yelelele.
I am with a father. Open up.
Channels of my spirit, oh.
Channels of my spirit, open up.
I am with my father, oh.
I am with the father, open up. No boundaries and no limits, open up. Let it follow me.
Hey, channels of my spirit, oh.
Channels of my spirit, open up. I am with the Father, open up.
Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming.
No boundaries and no limits, open up. Yes, and it's called up to me.
Channels of my spirit, oh. Leave your seat. Move, 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 move.
No boundaries and no limits. Open up.
To be wet. Rain upon me the rain of your spirit. Can you cast bash in the Holy Ghost? Can you cry to God? Cry to God. Rain upon me the rain of your spirit. The rain of your spirit. The rain of your spirit. Ay, 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 ay. Ay, ay, ay. The rain of your spirit.
Yeah.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.